Maaser, Shalom Shadron brings a Maaser that when Rav Shimon Shkok was learning in Valozhin, Shimon Shkok learned in learned in Valozhin. So the Nitzid came into the Beis Medrash once and he saw that he's crying. So he went over to him to ask him why he's crying. He thought maybe he was very poor, Rav Shimon. He thought maybe he needs something, maybe he's hungry. So he asked him why he's crying. So he said to him, that he's crying because he doesn't understand the Rashbam in Baba Basra and Chav Tesla and Beis. And he can't, he's working on it very hard and he can't understand it. So the Sif sat down and he looked at the Rashbam and he told him, you should know that Rashbam I also didn't understand. And I went to Rav Chaim Volozhin's Kever and I was mispalel that I should understand that Rashbam. And I guess he explained to him the Rashbam. That's the story. So I don't know what Rashbam he's referring to. Maybe the one about Doyle who learned the Cheskes Sabbath. And maybe take a look. I'm not sure what Rashbam was in the Chavdesan and Beis that Rashim was crying about. Maybe the first Rashbam over there. I'm not sure. Anyway, that was the story. I just saw it yesterday. Taisus, where are we holding? Chai Bachar Yusais. What's up, Taisus? So why is he chayav for the fact that the tefillah became kiddush? But it's a hezek shein nikah. You can't see on the tefillah that it's a klayim. Nearly the high choshev hezek nikah. Shrei nikahu shul klayim kishiroy klayim besoda. Hezek Nikah doesn't have to be that you can see in the Tefillah itself. As long as in situ, in context, you can see that it's Klayim. You see the Kromim, you see the Tefillah, so you can see that it's Klayim. So Mamela, that's enough to make it into a Hezek Nikah. In fact, Tosfos, Metameh, Afapi Shiroi Asher Esal HaTayros. Metame is a hezek shein nikah. The Gemara says metame, medameya, menasech. Those are examples of hezek shein nikah. So why do you say over there also you can see the mele menasech medameya? You can't see that the ayin is nasech, but by tumah you see the sheretz on the tires. So there should be a hezek nikah. Once you're telling me that that's called a hezek nikah, so why isn't that by kelayim the context makes it into a hezek nikah? So there should also be a hezek nikah. This Taisus says, no. To me, a day in Hukshu, you can see the sheretz is on the tyrus, but you don't know if the tyrus will Hukshu the Kabbal Tumah. Maybe the tyrus never came into any contact with water. So therefore, it's still called the Hezek Sheinoi Nikah. So Achayim, they ask a lot of kashas in this Taisus, obvious questions, some of them. First of all, just like by sheretz, even though you see the sheretz, but you don't know if it was a hechsher, so it's still called the hezek shein nikah. So the same thing by kelayim. I see the tarovis, I see the rebuvia, I see the kromim, and I see the tool, and I see that the gedder was nifratz, but I don't necessarily see the nichusa. I don't see the nisyayishim and uvela godra. You have to have a nichusa in order for it to become kiddush. Especially according to those who show him that if it's not Oymel Gedor, it's not called Kiddush. Even he'll not that way. Taisus also says that even Taisus holds that that's not why you need the Hasra. But Taisus says this: the Nisyai Shemenu you certainly need. Nisyai Shemenu Vele Gedor, the top Taisus. Taisus without the Nisyai Shemenu, it's not going to be client. So that's also not Hezek Nikah because you don't see the Nisyai Shemenu. So why is that not a problem? That's called Hezek Nikah. I see the Tarevis. I don't have to see the Nisyai Shemenu. And why by Sheretz? Since I see the Sheretz, it's already enough that it's called the Hezek Nikah. That's one kashya.
Because one's physical and one's mental. By Sheretz, you're missing. You don't see that the water touched, you know.
Tarevis even more. The Mayim I could have seen. This I could never have seen. So it should be even more in anything.
No, the fact that you're missing, it doesn't make it any. The fact that you're missing something physical and
that
makes it more
interesting. But by Medamei and Menasech, I'm also only missing not physical things. By Menasech, what am I missing? I see the wine went into the wine, but I don't know that there was a kavanah to be Menasech. So over here also, I don't know that there was a kavana to be misyayish. I don't know if there's a kavana of yush.
By the sharets, it's chazaka that the fruits were dried, but by the plains.
So that's one teretz. So there is a teretz. Chasam Sofer seems to be saying this. Chasam Sofer is very not clear to me what he's saying. It sounds like the Chasam Sofer might be saying such a teretz. That what Tosis means is that by a sheretz, it's becheskas that it wasn't hukshah. Chasam Sofer brings a Rambam. The Rambam says if you see a sheretz and peretz and you don't know if it was hukshah or not, so the chazaka is mistum, it wasn't hukshah. So Chasam Sofer seems to say that's what Tosis means as well. Here the presumption is that it's not hukshah kavul tuma. And even if it was, for an onlooker would presume that it wasn't. Shanking by your buvya, the place of the presumption probably is that whatever is there is if there's any buvya, the presumption is that it's benichusa. That might be a teretz. But come out an interesting thing. What would be the halacha though, if you were matami peris, the kasherit, you're matami peris, and the peris are wet right now? The chayos, what'll be then? It's going to come out that that's called the Hezek Nikah. That's a very big chiddush. The Gemara says Metame is Hezek Shem Nikah. The Gemara is never Mechalek. The Gemara says categorically Metame is called the Hezek Shem Nikah. It's very big chiddush to say that if the payers are wet, then it's called the Hezek Nikah. Because you see the Hechsher, you see the Sheretz. Elam Ayis Lechlemeimer, we can say, no, maybe it's not true. Because even if you see that the payers are wet, but what don't you know? I see the pears are wet. I see the sheretz on top of the pears too. But there's still something that I don't see. What? Right. I don't know that there was any chusa. The din of the pears have to be, in order for the pears to be chusa l'kabotumma, it has to be that the water was there l'tsoyna. Kiyite dumi de kiyuta. So I don't see the nichusa. So maybe it's still called the hezek shem nikah. But if that's the case, of course, Then we're going to be back to square one. So then, why is it any different than by Kilayim, where I don't see the Nichusa either, and Tais says that's called the Hezek Nikah?
That doesn't help. Because let's say you see a case where the guy washes this real, puts it down, someone else puts the sheretz there. It would still be the Talmud Gemara says the same. It would still be Hezek Shem Nikah.
Right, Amos. Right. Even if we'll be willing to swallow this chiddush din, what'll be in a case where you see the rotzen? But you see the Ratzon. There's another teretz, just the teretz from the Divrei Yecheskel. This is an interesting thing. He says that by Kilayim, he says you do see the Nichusa, because you see the Hasra. He was Oymer LeGedor. So since there was an Oymer LeGedor. And he refused to be going there, so you see the nichusa in that. So that makes it into a hezek nikah. Shenkin by the mayim, you don't know that there was a nichusa. Yeah, I guess in the case where you wash the peris, I don't know. But normally speaking, you have water on the, even if there is water on the peris, but you don't know that it was a nichusa. Nobody told him gedor. There was nothing analogous over there to an oymel gedor. Then the nichusa is purely mental. So there, it's a hezek shein nikah because I don't see the. I don't know if it was hukshur, and even if it was hukshur, fakir. And even if I knew that it was Sukhshir, maybe I saw the water on the terrace, but I don't know that it was Litzoyna. So therefore, that's called the Hezek Sheinanikr. Hashem can over here by Kilayim. I see the Kilayim, I see the Yerbuvya, and I see the Ratzon too, because there was Oymel Gedor. That's what the Yecheskel says. That was a wild word. He goes a step further. And he says, that's why you need Oymel Gedor. We were grappling with this. Why? Taisa says that you need Oymel Gedor in order to be Chayav. So why do you need Oymel HaGedor in order to be Chayiv? She be Chayiv anyway. Taisis Mashma, it's Kiddush. It'll be Kiddush regardless. We saw Taisis in the bottom of Amud Aleph. It's Kiddush regardless. You don't need the Oymel HaGedor to make the Kiddush. But you need the Oymel HaGedor to make him Chayiv V'Achrayis. So we were very busy with that. Why does the Oymel HaGedor make him Chayiv V'Achrayis? It's that whole theory with the Ramah. So the Divi Yecheskel says, it's Kiddush anyway, because it was Litzoyna. So if he had a nichusa, if he was nisya'i shemenu, so it's taka kiddush, the payers are taka osur. But you don't have to pay for them yet, because it's hezek shen nikah. You need a imala gedor to turn into a hezek nikah. So Interesting word. I mean, he's expanding very much the definition of Hezek Nicker. Without Tosis, we thought Hezek Nicker would mean that you have to see on the thing itself that it's defective. Tosis Mechadish, no. You see the, in context, you see the Tfua in the context together with the Kerem. If you look at the whole situation, you brought in the, you brought in the frame, and it becomes a Hezek Nicker. But Ashes, it has to be right now. You look at the situation right now in totality, and you see that it's Nicker. According to the Bechesel, you can also look at, you can also broaden the frame in time. The frame includes not only the Paris itself, not only the Paris, the Dir Buvya, but the frame includes past events as well. That also goes into Hezek Nicker. As long as yesterday you were there and you saw that there was a Oymel Gador, that already makes it, that's enough that it's called the Hezek Nicker. Hezek Shen Nicker is pure mental events, things that are purely mental, without only Oymel Gador, that's called the Hezek, like Matami, Medamei, and Manasseh, where everything is, where it's mental. I don't really know. I'm going to have to say Matami is called the Hezek Shen Nicker. Not because you didn't see the, not because you don't see the water. Could have seen the water yesterday. It's a Hezek Shein Nikra because you don't see the Nichusu. So these are big chidushim in the Bechesel. So that's a very big chidush. I don't think it's Pashas and Tosfos. Tosfos is the mashma that by Tosfos doesn't say you saw the water yesterday. He says you see the sheretz now. It's mashma and Tosfos. It's not because the water was visible yesterday. Yesterday doesn't count. What counts is today. But I see the sheretz. I see the. Excuse me, the other way around. Taisa says, the problem is I didn't see the Hechsher. Right, that's what Taisa says. Taisa, I didn't see the Hechsher. What do you mean I didn't see the Hechsher? Maybe yesterday I saw the Hechsher. So the Chori has to mean, Taisa is going to have to mean, but I didn't see the Nichusa. It's not Mashman Taisa. It's Mashman Taisa. The problem is that I don't see the Hechsher. Because I don't count yesterday. I look at the frame today, I see a Sheretz and I see a Peri, but I don't see water. Since I don't see, so in the frame right now, I don't see water, that makes it into a Hezek Shein Nicker. I don't count the things that I might have seen yesterday. They say a Teretz from Rav Chaim. That's what it means. Shmuel brings from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that the nichus of klayim is only a tnai, but the hechsher of tuma is part of the tuma itself. So if you don't see the hechsher, it's called you don't see the tuma altogether. If you don't see the nichus of klayim, so you don't see the that's a tnai. So the tnai you can check up on your own; they don't have to be visible. The hezek you see, whether the tnai were fulfilled, that's not necessary for hezek nikkur. Shaz, what does that mean? Why is hechsher part of the tuma itself? And Nichusa is only a tonight. So I think the pshat is the following. It's not a good idea to know. So Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Gemara is busy over there. And if you can learn the halacha of Yad, there's a halacha by Tum of Yad that a stem or a handle, it's maybe it's a tumah. Gemara is done if you can learn the halachas of Yad from Peiris to Kalim. Paris have this Yadayim by Paris, this Yadayim by Kalim. Could you learn one from the other? That's the context over there. So the Sechad Varim, the Gemara wants to say, well, you can't really learn out from Paris because Paris have a Chisaron, Paris have a Reyesa, that they're not Makabal Tumah unless they're Huksha. And Kalim don't need Hechsher in order to be Makabal Tumah. You see that Kalim have an advantage over Paris. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Paris, Shulay Huksharu, are like Kalim, Shulay Nimur Malachba. So Peiris and Kalim are really the same, just like the Kli is not Makabal Tumah if it's unfinished. So Pri is not Makabal Tumah if it's not Huksha. Peiris shall also Peiris shall Huksha. I think the Lashon is Kitanu shall Nigmar Malachta. So it says in that Gemara, it's an Arabic Chiddush, that the Vorta, that even though it's Psukim, that you need to have Hechsher, Peiris have to be Huksha, Hechsher have to be Huksha in order to be Makabal Tumah. It says in that Gemara that Hagamis Exeris Hakosuv, that the content of Exeris Hakosuv is that the Gemar Malach of the Pri is only when it's Huksha. When it's washed, that's the Gemar Malach of the Pri. Now it's a finished Peri, now it's able to be Mekabel Tumah. The Chinuch says, in fact, that the reason why you need Hechsher for in order to Mekabel Tumah is that since it's the Derech to wash fruits and vegetables off before you eat them, so therefore the fruits and vegetables are considered to be Nigmar Malachton until they become wet. So Hey, but if that's the case, so it says it's a new havon in Hechshel Kabel Tumah. Hechshel Kabel Tumah is not just some it's a milsav lekayim, it's exeris hakosuv. It is exeris hakosuv. But what it says in exeris hakosuv is that a pre that it wasn't Hechshel Kabel Tumah is not a pre. It's not a pre shemigmur malachlin. In a sense, it's not a pre. It's not an oichel. Oichel in a makabel tumah. A pre is not an oichel until it has hechshel. That's the gemara of the pre to become an oichel in order to be able to be makabel tumah. If that's the case, now I'll ask you something. Let's say I see a sheretz, and it's on top of a pri. But I don't know if the pri is a real pri. Or maybe it's a very realistic looking plastic pri. Maybe it's a plastic fruit. It's a sukkah decoration or something. So is that called a hezek nikah? A hezek sheina nikah? Do I say, well, it's a hezek? Let's say there would be no din of hechshel. So would that be a hezek nikah or a hezek sheina nikah? On the one hand, I can say, well, I see everything. I see the sheretz. I see the fruit. So it's a hezek nikah. I don't know if it's real or if it's fake, but I think it's mistabed the other way around. That's called the hezek sheina nikah. Since I can't tell if the fruit is real or not, if the fruit's not real, then there's no tumah happening over here. It's not a dover makabel tumah, so there's nothing. It's not like a tnai. Food or makabel tumah, but tnai that they're not. But I'm conditioned that it's not plastic. If it's not plastic, it's not a food. Then nothing happened. So in order for me to see that there's a state here of tumas oichlin, there's a tumah going on, I have to know that the fruit is real. I have to know that it's not a plastic fruit. So by the same token, if I don't know if the peri was huchshel kabel tumah, I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's oichel. It's not that I see here tumas oichlin, but I don't know if the conditions were fulfilled. I don't know if this is tumas oichlin at all because I don't know if it's oichlin. Maybe just raw material. It's not oichlin at all. Taisus says that's called a hezek sheina nikah. I don't see if this is b'chala situation of kabbalas tumah. Mashenkin by kilayim, if there's an irbuvia, so it is klayim. Irbuvia is klayim. It's a tnai in order for the issah to be chal. Maybe even for the issah klayim to be chal, it has to be benichus. So the klayim has to be with benichus. I have to be masking to the klayim. If there's klayim, but I'm not masking to the klayim, so the issah is not chal. Yesterday I wasn't sure if it means the issah is not chal, if the pri is not nesa, it's not kiddush, or does it mean even more than that? The whole issah of klayim isn't chal. Without my participation, without my nichusa, but it is klayim. But the iser klayim is only chal if I have a nichusa to the klayim. So that already, that's maybe chapter of klayim. That's already a tenai. The klayim is here. I see the klayim. Was the condition of nichusa fulfilled? That doesn't impinge on the hezek sheina nikah. If I see the klayim and I don't know if the conditions were fulfilled, that's called the hezek nikah. But shenkim again by a sheretz. If I don't know if it's hushul kabel tumah, that means I don't know if this is tumas oichlin at all. I don't even know if this is a scenario of tumas oichlin. Maybe it's not oichlin. That's really called the hezek sheina nikah.
We had one of the stories yesterday was that if there's no nichusa, it's like there's not even.
Yeah, in Chanam, you're right. According to Rabbi Kveger says in Shulchan Aruch, it has a lashon that if I want to be accurate, it's not in your bubio. So then you have a point. Then the chayde story won't be right. The way Rabbi Kveger defines it, and then looks like according to the Rashi, doesn't say in the Tosfos. I don't know. The Rabbi Kveger is very not clear to me. Is he saying this l'kuli alma, or he's only saying it in the Rashi, not in Tosfos? But Rabbi Kveger does have this expression that if I have das lakar, when he explains why you need nichusa, he says because if I have das lakar, it's not in your bubya. Yeah, so if he's used that expression of Rabbi Kveger that if I have das lakar, it's not in your bubya. Then you may be right. But I don't even see client. I don't know if I'm seeing client because maybe this isn't in your bubio because it's das lakar. If you that Rabbi Kreger would say a different teretz. If you hold like that Rabbi Kreger that it's the das lakar that makes it that it's not in your bubio, so it could be a different teretz for the Achayim's kasha, a different distinction. By the case of the sheretz, the how do we look at it? Is the mayim, the presence of mayim, is that a siba yiseres, or is the lack of mayim a siba hamateres? How should we, about the first one? The mayim is part of the siba yiseres. The mayim is part of what creates the tumah. Frat, after you see the gemara, the mayim is the gemara melocha. So it's one of the conditions of creating tumah. It's not a mati, it doesn't take off the tumah. Without mayim, you don't have the conditions of tumah in the first place. Mashenkin by kilayim, the way Rabbi Kreger says in Shulchan Aruch, the nichus is not part of the conditions of klayim. I don't need the nichus to make it klayim. It's the das lakor that takes off the yisur. It's a siba materis. So even if I don't know if there was an ichus or not, I know that this klayim. What I don't know, what I don't see, is whether there was a siba materis, was there something that might have removed the yisur klayim. That could be that that doesn't take away from hezek nikah. I see the hezek. There might be some salvation over here. Maybe there was a das lakor removing the hezek. And I don't know. It's a chusson yidiyah. I don't know, but that's not called hezek shen nikah. I see the hezek. I don't know if there might have been a siba materis. If I don't see the Hechsher, I don't know if it was a Sibah Yisaris. I don't know if the conditions of Issa were created. I don't know if the conditions of Hezek were created. That's already called the Hezek Shana Nikah. So you're right, it's a very good point. With Rabbi Kvegia, we can't say the Rav Chaim's were. But we could say we have a different Mahalach. Say a different distinction within Tosfos. So again, just briefly again. The Achronim's Kash, Tosfos says Sheretz is called the Hezek Shana Nikah, because I don't know if there was a Hechsher. Kalayim is called the Hezek Nikah, because I see the Kalayim. Even though I don't see the nichusa, that's the Achayim's kasha. Why is it that not seeing the nichusa is a hezek, is still a hezek nicker, but not seeing the heksha that makes him a hezek she'en a nicker? That's the kasha of the Achayim. So we have many mahalchim, but one possibility is maybe this is what Rav Chaim means, that heksha is part of what creates the tumah, because it's the gemar melacha. So Paris, if you don't see the Heksher, that means you don't see if there was Tumas Eichlin here at all. I don't know if there was Eichlin. I don't know that there was Eichlin, that I don't see Tumas Eichlin. That's Hezek Sheinah Nikah. Sheinah by Kilayim, I see Irbuvia. Irbuvia is Kilayim. The Nichusa is just a Tanai. You have to go along. You have to be masked into the Kilayim in order for the Issa to be Chal. But the Kilayim is here. Whether I was masked into it, which that's a condition. I have to be masked to the Kilayim for the Issa to take effect. So we don't know if the Isser took effect, but we do see the Isser. We don't see the condition being fulfilled. But the Isser itself we see. That's called the Hezek Nikah. I don't have to see the condition being fulfilled. I don't have to see the prerequisites. I have to see the Hezek itself. If I see the Irbuvian, then I saw the Hezek itself. I know there was a prerequisite. I know the prerequisites were fulfilled. It's not like we have a Sofik. I know that they were fulfilled, but I didn't see it. It's not Nikah. Nikah is not necessary in the prerequisites. Nikah is necessary in the Hezek itself. That's one Mahal. So I pointed out that's good only if you don't say like a Kveger. If you learn that the nichusa is part of what creates the Yisakayim, but if you say if you learn that the nichusa is it's a prerequisite for the Yisakayim to take hold. I don't have the nichusa, then the Yisakayim won't take hold. But if Kveger in Shulchan Aruch says a different nusach. He says that if I have a das laker, it's not an irbuvio. It goes to the definition of irbuvio. Irbuvio means it's ma'ur permanently. If my das is to be oikirid, then it's not mu'urbuv permanently, so it's not an irbuvia. So according to Rebbe, you don't have this teretz. I don't know if there's irbuvia here at all. I look at the irbuvia, I don't know if it's irbuvia. Maybe he has das lakar and then it's not irbuvia. So then this teretz we're going to lose. But on the other hand, if Kager is right, then we can say a different teretz. That in order for it to be hezek nikah, I need to see all the elements of the yisr. I don't necessarily have to see that a lack of a siba materis. So by shtuma, I have to see the mayim, the sheretz, the pri. Those are the three elements that have to come together to create the yisur, to create the hezek. So I don't see all of them. I don't see the mayim. That means I don't see all of the sibas that create the hezek. I'm missing one of the. All of these three things have to collide in order for the hezek to happen. Mashenke makilayim. What creates the yisur is the irbuvia. Das lakor takes off the irbuvia. It's a siba materis. I don't have to see the lack of a Siba Materis. As long as I see the Irbuvio, I don't have to see that there was no Siba Materis. Okay, let's see if I can do one more. Yeah, does it? Why with the Mishnah? What would be, according to Kveger, if you saw the Mayim? But you don't know about the nichusa. No, there it's different. There will be a teretz for that also. Both of these mahalchim are a teretz for that case also. What about the case? The Chayim asked, what about a case where you saw them? You see the sheretz, you see the pri, and you see the water too. So is that called the hezek nikah? L'shamanim yolim. The Gemara says matame is hezek she'en nikah. Why? But I see everything. The water's right there. The peretz is wet. Elamai, because I don't see the nichusa. So why is it any different than klai? What we're saying now, both mahalchim, this will be maturus. First of all, with Rav Chaim's mahalchim. Rav Chaim says, That the difference is that hechsher is part of the hechsher is part of what is part of is the gemar melacha. Hechsher is the gemar melacha. It's part of the tum itself. But in order for it to be an oichel, it has to have hechsher. That hechsher has to be benichusa. The gemar melacha is if I wash it off. If it got wet by itself without my nechusa, that's not the gemar melacha. So if I see that it's wet, but I don't know why it got wet, how it got wet, with a nechusa, without a nechusa, I don't know if I'm seeing a gemar melacha. If I don't know if I'm seeing a gemar melacha, I don't know if I'm seeing tumas eichle. So that's called hezek she'en elikim. Now she'en came by kilayim. The nechusa, again, the nechusa is just a tnai. I have to be masking for this kilayim to take effect. But I see the issa kilayim, I see the erbuvia, I see all the elements that go into making kilayim are there. What I don't know, and what I don't see, is the tenai of nichus. So that doesn't matter. That doesn't make it a hezek shem nikkur. That's if you go through Chayim's mahalach. And if you go to this other mahalach, they were saying according to Rabbi Kreger. Rabbi Kreger doesn't say it over here. Rabbi Kreger just says the definition. But if you go with this mahalach and Rabbi Kreger, also it's good. By tuma, so you need to have water, you need to have peiris, you need to have a sheretz, and you need to have a nichus. Is the nichus a siva iseres, or is the lack of a nichus a siva materes? Out of the nechusa is a siba yiseres. Hechsher is b'nechusa. It's not that if I don't want the water to be there, it takes the water off. It's like the water is not there. It's the other way around. The water that's machshir is a kiyitin dumi d'chiyutan. Kiyutan dumi d'chiyutan. D'chiyitin. The water that's machshir is the water that I put on the rotsun. So if I don't see the rotsun, that means I don't see all of the elements of Isser. The elements of Isser are water, pri, sheretz, and rotsun. All of that goes into creating the hezek, to creating the tumah. Lashenke makilayim, the nichusa is not a siba yiseres. It's my das lakar is a siba materes. No, that I don't have to see in order to see the hezek. Yeah, Taisus continues. Aval ein loymar dochenami have hezek sheinu nikkur. V'konsul, maybe in a chenami, maybe the oilim it's taka hezek she'ena nikkur. I hezek she'ena nikkur lashmei hezek. That's only midir aisa, midir abonin hezek she'ena nikkur shmei hezek. Hametami, hametameya, hametasech. The Gemara says in all those cases you have to pay. It's a knas chachomim. So he kolecha ve'echol hulekum hametami tarisu shel chaveru. So maybe here also, maybe to be mekadosh, to make kilayim, to be mesachich. Maybe it's taka hezek she'en nikkur, but your chayiv shlo yicholecha ve'echad hoylech, and he'll be mesachich al gabi tvosu shel chaveroi. So maybe it's taka hezek she'en nikkur. One second. Taisha says no, it can't be. The hochalecha lemeches lofi shabal akerem nami masik. Taisha, first of all, here it doesn't make sense, the concept. By metame. So I understand. Maybe you'll get angry at your friend. You'll take a sheretz. You'll go be metame his tyrus. So we have to make a knash leikolecha vechad hoyluk metame tyrus shel chaveroi. But over here, why would a person go and be mesachet kfanei rabbi tvosu shel chaveroi? He's going to lose too, because not only the two is going to become neser, his kfanei are also going to become neser. So therefore, I don't have to make this gzera. That's number one. I started wondering just now, not just thinking, what would happen in a case? Mesachet kifane rabbi tvosu shel chaveroi. So that's kiddush. It becomes klayim. It's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon. But this price it goes like a meir. That's the taste we had on the previous omer. Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon say ein adam oisur dover shein shaloi. But Rabbi Meir holds adam oisur dover shein shaloi. And therefore, if I'm mesachet kifane rabbi tvosu shel chaveroi, it becomes klayim. But what happened if I didn't own neither the Geffen nor the Tvur? And I took somebody else's Geffen and I was Mesachet on somebody else's Tvur. Would it become Kilayim? According to the Meir, Odom Oyser Dover Shein HaShalot. So Chora, at least Bashkot Rishayna, why wouldn't it become Kilayim? So if that's true, then why isn't this still a Knas? That a Mesachet, a person who makes Kilayim, should be chayiv shloi kolecha vechad holech umesachach gefanei shel chaveri el gabi tvosi shel chaveri. El my toisus means maybe in that case it's hakachayiv. Toisus means if you're using your own gefanim then you're not chayiv because then we didn't need the kansa. I don't know if that's already a chiddush. If once we're making a knas of I don't know what the verb is for klai, mikalin, I don't know what to call it. We'll call it mesachach gefen. Once they made it, once they made a knas that mesachach gefen is chayiv, so I don't know if they would necessarily patter you if you did it with your own gefanim. We're going to go case by case. Did you lose anything by it? I'll bring you a ride, we don't go case by case. Bring you a ride. No, let me decide it differently. Put this kasha on the back burner for a second, we'll come back to it. Let's get a different question. Tais over here says that there was no reason to cancel over here because he himself is mafsid. He himself suffers a loss. His claim, his kerem also becomes osir. So therefore there will be no need to cancel over here Hezek Shein HaNikar. If this would be Hezek Shein HaNikar, we would not have to cancel. So it must be that it's not a Hezek Shein HaNikar. So l'chor is a kasha. Even if it's not Hezek Shein HaNikar, it's still Garmi. That's the Gemara B'Kamim, versus B'Feir. This is a case of Garmi. And what's Garmi? Taisa says in Chof Beis that Garmi is also a Knas. Garmi Midraisa, Taisa says this is Potter. Garmi is a Knas, there Abona. Taisa says in Chof Beis B'Feir. The Ramban is Cholik, the Ramban holds Garmi is Deraisa, famous Machlekes. But Taisus holds Garmi, Taisus Beferish. That Garmi is a Knas Chachomim. Venir Litzvah, the bottom of Chav Bezim Beis, Venir Litzvah, the Dina de Garmi having mitam Knas, Knamuchuch V'Yushalmi. Shalei Kolecha Rechad, Ha'yoluchu Mazik, L'chaveroi. So Garmi is also a Knas. So why do they cancel over here? He himself is mafsid. Why do they have to cancel? So what's the difference? Toi says it can't be a Hezek Shein HaNikar because if it would be a Hezek Shein HaNikar, it would only be a Knas, and here we don't need to cancel him because he's a kamikaze mazik. So why would we have to cancel? So therefore Toi says it must be that it's a Hezek Nikar. But it's still a knas. It's Dina de Garmi. Dina Garmi itself is only a knas. So why did they cancel? He himself is mafsid.
In that case, in that Mishnah, what is he losing out on?
No, there he's not losing out on it. There he's not losing out. No, a regular Garmi, there's a million Garmis in the world. Most Garmis you don't lose out on. But in this particular Garmi, he's losing out. So why did they cancel? So like pluk, some that's the answer. So like pluk, once they canceled Garmi, so they didn't say, well, we're not going to cancel Garmi in a particular case where you yourself are mafsid. Most Garmis you're not mafsid. Most Garmis you're just messing up the other guy, right? You burn his star, his star. So you're mazik him. You're not losing anything yourself. So they canceled Garmi. Once they canceled Garmi, they didn't go case by case and say, well, here you're mafsid, and we're not going to cancel you. It's a blanket knas. Masha'en came, we have to carry it through. Masha'en came by Hezek Shein HaNikar. Hezek Shein, why don't say the same thing by Hezek Shein HaNikar? So they canceled all Hezek Shein HaNikar. So who cares if in this particular case he's mafsid? But it should be a loy plug. They canceled all Hezek Shein HaNikar. Most Hezek Shein HaNikar, you're not mafsid. Metame, Medameya, Menaseh, you're not mafsid anything. So they canceled Hezek Shein HaNikar. So what does places mean? The answer is that Hezek Shein HaNikar is not a global knas. We canceled all Hezek Shein HaNikar. Hezek Shein HaNikar was a separate knas for Metame, for Medameya, for Menasech. You see the Gemara Baba Kama when it lists the Obas Nezokin, Chav Dalet Obas Nezikin. So the Gemara lists among them Metame, Medameya, Menasech. Each one is a separate category. They didn't just say a global Hezek Shein HaNikar that can knas. It's a knas for each kind of case. Knas of Metame, knas of Medameya, knas of Menasech. So Taisus Kasha was maybe there's likewise a knas of Mesachich al Gabit Tvosu Shel Chaveri. Maybe there's a specific knas for that. He says, no, for that, why would they have to consider that? Misach and Kana Gabat Moshe Chaveru, you're always losing yourself. That's a kamikaze mazik. For that, there would be no need to craft the knas. That's the thing Pashut Pshat and Tosfos. So now we'll come back to the question I asked before. But it's not true. Not every misachich gefen is mafsid himself. It's true if he uses his own gefanim, he's mafsid. But he might use, what if he uses somebody else's gefanim? Then he's not going to be mafsid. So there we will have the knas. We will have to make a knas. And once we make a knas, so then it should be loy plug that all misachich, once we're going to include that there's a knas, just like there's a knas of mitamei, midamei, menasech, we're going to say there's a knas of misachich gefen akabet tosfos or chaveroi. So then already loy plug, what does it matter if it's my gefen or if it's not my gefen? So now we're back where we started. So why talk it in the concept?
Maybe it doesn't become
us
because
you don't have the Nihilai. Because it's not the Nihilai of the one
who owns
it. Right, I think that's what
you're going
to have to say. I'll
there.
What's number two?
Another option would be, even if you say that it would become, also maybe it's just not Shkiach that a person would, and Rabban wouldn't make it zero for a case where a person takes
somebody
else's.
Maybe he's angry at both of them. I'll tell you some number two. They don't have to be two different people. I'm angry at you. So I'll take your gefanim and I'll be misachach them on your tefuah.
Maybe that's not shchiach. That's somebody you're drawing.
That's not shchiach. Why can't that be shchiach?
It could be the most shchiach case.
I don't think that's called shchiach. A guy has different things. I don't think that's called shchiach. The guy can have gefanim and a guy can have tefuah. Okay, so that's shchiach. Some of the first answer is right. That the premise is not right. That if I am misachach somebody else's gefen and somebody else's tefuah, that's not called tklayim. That doesn't become usher at all, because then there's no nichusa. Need a nichusa of a bailam. You don't have to have the nichusa for the tefuah and the keren. I mean, you could be the bala tefuah. You could be the bala keren. You don't have to be the bala tefuah also. So you're a bialim on the kerem, and you have an ichusa that the kerem should grow. Bir bubya, that creates an ichusa. That's called the ki yisra. But if you're not the bala kerem and you're not the bala tfua, and you're stama guy minatzad, you don't even like them. So then you're not a person. You're not a player to have an ichusa to create klai. It's not so far from the svar of the Rash when he explains Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon say ainu lemaisa dava shena shaloi. Remember, Tosis says, what do you mean? You can throw chazer into somebody else's shont and it'll become usher. So Tosis says, Isra toli machshava, you can't do in somebody else's thing. But the Rash said, Rash disagrees with that premise. He says, no, you could ask somebody else's thing with machshava too. But Rabbi Yehuda Shimon hold that since you're not the bala tfua, so you're not a bailam to have nichusa on the growth of the tfua, so therefore there's no nichusa. So I'm saying, Rameir obviously disagrees. Rameir holds Mesach Kfanai Rabbi Tvosh Chaveri is usher. But we could say, that's because at least I own the Kfanim. So I may not be a bialim to have nichus on the tour, but at least I have nichus on the kfanim. But if I'm neither the bialim of the kfanim nor the bialim of the tour, then maybe I'm not a player to have nichus altogether.
Isn't there a pasuk with Yisra Karmacha? It has to be yours. It's not yours, and you can't do anything about it.
It does say in the pasuk, Sitchol Karmacha, but I never saw such a gzeris akosu. I mean, you see, Rameir holds Mesachet Kefanah, Gabit Vashu Chaveri, this also. You have to show me, I don't remember. What is it? You have to find it. I don't know. If there is, then that's nothing for me. Yeah.
What about the case the Meiri puts forth that there's a gefen without an oven? So with the Baal Kerem, if this is the case where he has to put up the wall, then so what?
Again, rewind.
If the Baal Kerem has a vine, but he doesn't have an oven, and the wall falls down, it's his responsibility to put up the wall. So this is a Hezek Shenei Nikr, but and he's not losing out.
The Meiri says even if there's no anavim b'gefen, so it becomes kalayim. Where's the nichusa? If this one is right, there's no nichusa. So Ashman pointed to the Meiri, you don't need a nichusa of a bialim at all. Yeah, in a cheram, it's not meshubah to the Meiri.
No, I'm saying is that. That case.
Oh, you're right. From the Meiri, you see that the Meiri didn't hold from this sort. I'm asking. Yeah, gosh.
When Tosfos brings the Mishnah in Kilayim,
mm-hmm.
the guy found he found it growing in his field, and then he says that he's going to do it. He says as soon as he gets a chance, he's going to be ma'akir, so it's mutter. I mean, what the Mishnah says, how do you know that he didn't plant it there?
Just start again.
The case the Mishnah, it tells us in the Siyash quotes, the Mishnah in Kilayim, that a guy finds in his field that Kilayim is growing.
Right.
So if he has das, he ma'akir, then it's mutter.
We're talking about the Bible there.
What?
Presumably we're talking about the Bailam.
Right, so he doesn't have Nichusa, but how do we know that the guy who planted it didn't own the Tua who planted it and had Nichusa?
No, the case there is that it's all his. It's a guy who's doing his own, it's his own, everything is his. There's no other person there. It's not Shechina, it's
here. Even the Tua there is his.
Yeah. Okay, let's finish Tosfos. Another raya that here it can't be a knas of hezer shen and nikka, because iknasu the meizid dafka hayolili is chayef. If it's a knas, the knas should only be meizid, not b'shogeg. And presumably Tosfos means, and here it's b'shogeg. So here's a few issues. So number one, we already talked about the nesivas asks in the Torah's Gittin and Dachman Gimel and Gittin. Why is it a shogeg over here? It's a meizid. Was Oymalei Gedor? They told him to be Gedor, so he's amazing. What's Tosfos' issue altogether? Is that already I suggested a Mahalach? Tosfos Shitosoi, that the Oymalei Gedor is only because of the Harchokas HaMachresho. But he didn't tell him that the Kfanim are going to Aser the whole field. So Mele, in the Hezek of the Kfanim Asering the whole field, Tosfos told him, he's a Shogeg, because he doesn't know that the Tua is going to be, that the whole field is going to become Nesa. So Tosfos considers that to be a Shogeg. So fine. But then there's a kasha. Kreges kasha. It's a machlokes chach. This issue, whether hezek shen nikker is only chayiv b'mezid, or whether they can't even shogeg otu mezid, it's a machlokes tanoim in Gittin, nachman gimel. Rab Meir says konsu shogeg otu mezid, and the chacham say. Who's the other man over there? I don't remember who's the other Tana. What? Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. Correct, Rabbi Kreger, yes. Who's the author of this brisa? Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, this brisa, man Tana, Don Dinu Gami, is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, this is the brisa. This is where we see that Rabbi Meir is Don Dinu Gami. We had already a whole Tosfos. How does Gemara know that the brisa is Rabbi Meir? Tosfos made a cheshbon. But bottom line, it says in the Gemara, this brisa is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. Hezek Shein Nikar is Chayiv even B'Shogeg. So what's Tosfos' problem? Maybe La'olam it's a Hezek Shein Nikar, and the Ayat B'Shogeg, but Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. So the Kedah says, maybe you could say a Teretz. The Gemara over there asks, how can you tell me that a Meir Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid by Hezek Shein Nikar, by Metami, Medameya, Menasech, Meir says Chayiv even B'Shogeg, because he's Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. And Rabbi Huda said, "Loi Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid." For the Gemara, by Mevashel B'Shabbos, we see just the opposite. Rabbi Meir holds that B'Shogeg doesn't become Neser, only B'Mezid. And Rabbi Huda holds that Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. We see Mamash the other way around. Rabbi Meir is the one who doesn't Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid, and Rabbi Huda is the one who does Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. So the Gemara has a teretz for Rabbi Huda, I don't remember. But the Gemara answers in Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Meir doesn't Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid, that usually Rabbi Meir Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. But by an Issa de Araiso, which people are very unlikely to violate, Rav Meir didn't see a necessity to cancel Shogeg Gotu Mezid. So Mevashel B'Shabbos is a Nisid Der Aisa. So there it's enough to cancel Mezid. But to cancel Shogeg Otu Mezid, Rav Meir didn't see a need. Mashe'en Kein, Metamei, Medamei, Menasech. Apparently, that's so clear why that's not also a Nisid Der Aisa. Being Mazik somebody is not a Nisid Der Aisa. I guess that's a Nisid Der Aisa that people do all the time. I don't know. That doesn't have that, what?
Yours is so common to Chomer, Orizara, they want to be Yozara.
Oh, okay, fine. So Gemara is a attack after the Gemara. I don't remember now the Gemara. Anybody have a Gemara? Not likely. A Gemara Gittin. Okay, anyway, the Gemara says there, since an Issa there Isa, since there's an Issa there Isa in the Baal, so therefore, like Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid. Even Rav Meir doesn't Konsu Shogeg Gotu Mezid by an Issa there Isa Bishul B'Shabbos. You know, I'm not worried about the Menasech being an Issa of Avodah Zarah, but why isn't Mazik an Issa there Isa? I don't know. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. A mayor, when you're going to violate an Issa Deraisa in this activity, so then a mayor doesn't see a need to cancel Shogeg Gotu Mezid. As Rabbi Kreger, maybe that's a teretz over here. Over here, you're not only a mazik, you're also violating nisa klayim by not being goyder or being masachich. You're violating nisa. You're violating an iser. By here, you're violating nisa. Here, you're violating an iser. V'araisa by being mekayim klayim bekerem. So, and by an iser deraisa, a mayor does not conscious show you go to mezid. So maybe that's the pshat in Tosfos. So that's how Tosfos knows that over here it's not a hezek shein nikar, because here it's only b'mezid, not but here it's b'shogeg. So Rabbi Kveger says, no, it's not. That's not a good teretz, because mekayim klayim bekerem itself is a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Chacham. If it's an iser deraisa, an iser derabanan. I think I mentioned the other day. Rabbi Kiva holds mekayim klayim bekerem is an iser deraisa. Areza loika. Chacham says it's only an iser derabanan. So maybe our mayor holds like the Chachamim. God, are we passing like the Chachamim? Mekayim Kayim Bekerem is only Nisa Derabona. It's not Nisa Deraisa. So therefore, this guy who's not being Goyder, he's not violating Nisa Deraisa. He's only violating Nisa Derabona. By Nisa Derabona, the mayor can't show you go to Mezid. So Hadra Kushu Leduchta, says Rabbi Kreger, what's Taisa's problem? Lo'olam, it could be a Shogig over here. Lo'olam, this is a case of Shogig. But you're chayav nonetheless, because it's going like a mayor. A mayor can't show you go to Mezid. And maybe it's really a Hezek Shein Nikar. So what's Taisa's right that it's a Hezek Nikar? This Rabbi Kreger's kasha. Rabbi Kreger's, I'm sure they bring it down here in the Likutim on this Tosfos, but the original source is in Rabbi Kreger and the Mishnayis on the Mishnah of, I think the Mishnah Masachet in Kilayim of Masachet Kranei Rabbi Tulasi Shul Chaver. I think that's where the Rabbi Kreger is, in that Mishnah. Yeah, Rabbi Kreger made it with the Tzorachim. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh.